welcome back to the Conways, and it's
a podcast.
It's episode.
Podcast.
What episode is it?
100.
100. I can't believe it.
You know what they say.
We finally made it to episode 100.
If you get to episode 100, you'll get to 1,000.
Yeah.
Many years would it take to get to 1,000? Like, obviously, like.
How many years are we doing this and we only got to 100 now?
Take it. We're here. How long are we here? A year and a half.
But we've never ever missed one.
No.
Haven't we not?
No, we have missed one.
We've never missed one.
We backed one up. Like, if we were going to miss a day, we would have got two. But anyway, I'm having a bad hair day.
Darren's having a hair day, yeah.
I'm having a day of it.
There's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with your hair.
Keeps parting here, right? So people think people say, geez, 33 years of age, you have a grey hairline. But, like, my hairline starts all the way back there.
Wait, now I ask you. Who says that about your hairline?
Everyone.
They literally come up to you and say, oh, you're 23 years of age and you have a grey hairline.
Someone came up to me today in the shop and said, how are you, what age are you? And I said, 33. And then he said, geez, you have a grey hairline for your age.
But you can't even see your hairline.
I know, because I try and disguise it with my long fringe. But it's all the way back here. Might as well be at my arse.
Yeah. So what are you going to do?
I'm going to shave it all off.
You're doing a Britney on it?
Yeah, and then I'm going to get an umbrella and chase someone around.
Who?
The shop. I'm going to chase someone around the shop with an umbrella. She didn't do that well. She could jump down a car bonnet, didn't she?
Yeah.
I'll do that then.
So you're going to shave it off then?
I just think I'm holding on to it now, more than anything.
Yeah, it's gone a bit grey.
Grey and bald. Might as well just get rid of it.
Grey and bald. I think you have a nice head of hair.
I don't. It's all for show.
Is it?
Yeah.
Pull it back and let's see.
No way, because then it'd take me 2 hours to fix it. It's like a toupee.
Yeah, it is like a toupee.
Look.
So when was that? You weren't getting a haircut for some reason. I can't remember why. And you are fixing your hair and he uses that got-to-be-glued hairspray. He won't use any other hairspray.
Powder.
And the powder, right? But you couldn't get it to fix one day and he kept saying, it looks like I'm just pulling my hair from the back of my head down so it looked like a fringe. I look like one of them outfits that just, like, literally make it look like I have hair left.
No, but do you know when people...
It doesn't even look like that.
People are trying to hold on to their hair and you're looking at them and you're just saying to yourself, you're better off just shaving it. It's
your
gone.
Your hair's not
Your
like
hair's
that.
Gone, mate.
Your hair's lovely.
I'm at that stage now.
Your barber's doing you well. I think he cut your hair well.
He didn't.
He did.
It's hidden. Look.
It's not hidden. It's a bit wet under there.
That's all the hairspray.
Melting
under there.
Melting down your forehead.
I get a bit for later like that. Let's go. I was going to ask to bring hairspray.
You weren't, no. Well, I wasn't at home.
Oh, no, yeah. Where were you?
In work.
What were you doing?
Walking.
You don't walk.
I do walk.
Stand in the office all day.
No, we don't. I walk around.
I stand in the office. Yeah, you walk around.
How was your long weekend?
We went to see Marty Supreme.
Yeah.
Is it Marty Supreme?
Marty Supreme, yeah.
Timothy Chalamet. What do you think of it?
I feel like he looks about 12.
He does look 12.
How is he with Kylie Jenner? Like, seriously.
Don't know.
It's mad, isn't it?
How are you with me? What? Same thing.
No, it's not.
This kind of is like...
It's not. He's like... I don't know. I know it's not all about looks or anything, but like...
Exactly, that's why you're with me.
No, it's not, Darren. I think you're a very handsome man.
Am I Timothy Chalamet handsome?
I don't think he's handsome at all.
Either am I.
Yeah. You're just fish of our compliments now.
If I was a Hollywood actor, would I be a handsome Hollywood actor?
Yeah, because they'll have you all chiselled and all through the Illuminati.
They'd have me on the Ozempic.
Yeah, they would, yeah. And then they'd start like...
sacrificing.
Structuring your face all weird, yeah. Like Barry Keoghan.
I mean, like, one day I just doing a podcast, the next day I'm in the Illuminati in Hollywood.
Would you join it if they came up to you and was like, Darren, we have this opportunity for you to be the biggest star in Hollywood, let's just say, like Barry Keoghan.
Right? Give me the juice, I'd say. What do
yeah,
I have
but
to
you
do?
Have to embarrass yourself. What would you do?
Walk
would you
around
say,
the
yeah?
nip as a servant or something.
Yeah.
But like some canapes at a Hollywood party in the nip.
Would you do it?
And then like Brad Pitt and I'll just be like, oh,
look at him.
Look, he's doing what we had to do. I'm like, oh no, yeah. He's like, just once you get past
it's
this.
Even real though.
Yeah, once you get past this whole in the nip.
But like, Barry Keoghan's actually a good actor, so I don't feel like he was given that. I don't think he's in that like that.
He is, yeah.
Oh, he's not there.
He is.
No.
But Marty Supreme.
Anyway, yeah.
Good film, long.
Long, pointless, but good. If that makes sense.
Long, pointless, but good. Yeah. So was it like, pointless or was it good?
It was like, I was like, where is the story going? There was a few storylines going on in.
There was a lot happening.
Yeah, and then at the end of it then, it's like, all right, better go.
Surely you had me nachos gone before the first trailer.
Huh?
Before the first trailer had me nachos
yeah,
gone.
Yeah, I know, same. I had half the bag of popcorn gone before on that diet. Oh, that's a real fake laugh. Oh, we actually brought your ma to a party as well, didn't we?
Yeah.
She had a great time.
She went to the Castle Knock Hotel.
Yeah, for a meal for our friend's 90th birthday.
Our friend, a neighbour. It's not a friend.
It is a friend.
It's a neighbour. Is that?
Can you hear it?
Sorry, listeners. That's just me flicking a little clip that's on the microphone
finger
stand.
Finger in the hole that's on the side of it.
Well, it is nearly Valentine's Day, isn't it? Might as well get the practice in.
Oh, yeah, girls. But yeah, she went to our party, didn't she? And she bleed and had a great time.
She did, yeah.
Her and our friend came falling out of the hotel.
Giving out stink about everyone. Yawan. Yawan off the road was there. Remember Yawan? Remember her husband ran off with that Brazilian board? Like, oh, yeah, my, yeah.
Yeah. Having a clue what she'd just be talking about. You're just like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, she's funny anyway. But yeah. Anything else happened? What else did we do?
Nothing. This is a very boring episode 100.
Yeah, no. Should we do something?
Tried to get Robert Shane on.
Yeah.
But he didn't want to come
on. He's got off picking up litter or something.
What are you on about?
Did he not say he's picking up litter?
No, he said something about an architect.
Oh, I thought he was picking, says I have to probably, go to Cork probably to pick up litter.
He probably is picking up litter as well.
With an architect?
No. He didn't say anything about litter.
He did.
He said something about an architect.
He said something about picking up the litter.
He said he'd come on eventually. Just not on episode 100.
Right, well, we get him next week then, right?
Won't be next week either.
Why? You never know.
Won't be next week.
Do you want to play a game?
Yeah.
Couples quiz.
You have to fill me in how to do this now.
Right, so because it's episode 100.
Is this about us, like? Yeah. Things about us? Sure, we'd have to know that then.
No, we don't, right?
So there'll be no winner.
Because it's episode 100, we said we'd do something for
yeah, and we don't have Robert Chan. We'll do this instead.
Ultimate couples quiz.
Okay.
Woo! So we have a box of questions in there. So there's loads of different questions inside.
Who farts in the bed the most?
No, they could be truth or dare, or would you rather style questions, and they could be for ourselves or the other person about our relationship. We basically have no idea what they are.
Okay.
Because Leanne sorted them out. So
was she not here today, by the way?
No, she got stuck in the dart.
She's on the dart forever.
We're going to pull out a question one at a time.
Will I take one now?
Of course you will, yeah. We'll get you to go
and
first.
What do I do?
You really do.
Would you rather give up all the memories or money you made this year? Money. Didn't make enough. and I got married and we were in Vegas and all. So
what?
I'd rather give up the money.
You would?
Yeah. Means that you wouldn't have got married or anything.
Yeah, I would, because you need money to get married.
Would you rather give up all the memories or the money you made this year?
Oh, right.
So I'd rather give up the money.
The money that you made this year, because it's still only...
It's only January, and I made more in January than I did all of last year, didn't I? No, I didn't. I wish.
Right, I'll go.
What would you rather?
What? Oh, what would I rather? Yeah, the money.
You'd rather keep the money? You'd rather the money?
No, I'd give up the money.
For what?
Keep all the memories with you.
Good. Now, don't be throwing the one you read in.
I'm not. I'm going to just read it now. What's one compliment you love getting from me?
You have a nice hairline, even though you don't.
I don't say that.
You don't give me compliments.
Yeah, I do. I just said you were handsome about 5 minutes ago.
You're only saying that because me hairline.
Because you're having a bad hair day. Trying to make you feel better.
I like when you say I'm handsome. Will I go for one?
Yeah.
Do I have to answer that?
Go on, say it.
What compliments do I give you?
You don't.
I always say your hair is nice.
No, you don't.
Yeah, they said to you yesterday your hair is nice.
No, you didn't.
I said, geez, your hair is lovely.
No, you never did.
What's your partner's go-to karaoke song?
What is it?
Mine.
No, what's mine?
Sail away, sail away, sail away. Is it a zombie, zombie? Mm-hmm. You don't have one.
Yeah, I do.
What is it?
Everyone else. Red, Red Wine by UB40. I'm great at singing that one. And the harmonica.
I don't really like UB40. Not going to lie.
Yeah.
You loved them though.
I did.
Do you know what mine is?
Yeah. What? Hotel Africa.
No.
What is it?
Don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to like love? When you find... It's in there, the cable guy. You ever see the cable guy? And he's like that. Le.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that'll be... Do you put that one back in?
No, I left it there.
All right, good. Is it my turn?
No.
It's not fair, you got two in a row.
No, I didn't. Do you believe in fate or coincidence when it comes to how we met? I'd say coincidence. What do you think?
I don't know if it'd be fate. There wasn't much going on in my life then.
What do you mean?
I don't think I did anything productive to deserve fate.
No. Yeah, I'd say we just ran into each other by accident or something. I don't know.
It's mad that you could have just said, I'm not going to go there tonight.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
I'm not going to go to that place tonight.
Oh, no, I'm not going. Yeah,
I'm just going to stay in.
But do you think that we would have met then after that?
No.
No?
Well, we had close friends, so maybe. Could have. Will I go for one?
Yeah.
What's the one thing you hope never changes between us? The food.
What?
The food?
No. What food?
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Right.
Laughter.
Do you think we laugh a lot?
Yeah.
Do you?
Always laughing at me arse sticking out.
Yeah.
When I've been down to pick up the remote.
You mess sometimes.
Yeah, pick up that remote there. Arse out. What about you?
I don't know.
The smokes.
The way you surprise me, I'd say.
Surprise you at what?
Yeah, just with how weird you are. There's more and more stuff every day. I'm like, here.
What, Turbo Man or not?
Yeah.
Go and pick
walked in the door the other day with a Turbo Man doll.
It was given to me.
Yeah.
As a gift.
These things are always given to you. What's this? Post anything on your partner's social media for 10 minutes. Can I put your hairline up?
Is it to post that on mine?
Yeah.
Like what?
Post anything on your partner's social media for 10 minutes. Don't
what,
mind him.
What do you want to post?
I don't know. What do you want to put up? Right, he's trying to take a selfie of himself.
I'm doing a poll.
Of what?
Well, you have to agree to this. Is this what you want on it?
Yeah. Whatever you want.
How would you do a poll? Oh, I got it.
Am I going bald? Right, leave it up for 10 minutes.
What's that?
Am I going bald? Yes or no?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Show the camera. Will I post it? Oh, I don't know. It's a bit of a hot take.
Yeah. Post it and see what they say. Right, leave it here for 10 minutes, right? Right, your turn.
Did you ever see that one?
And I'm a celeb.
No. Oh, yeah, that as well. The young man's putting his hand into the pit in the wall. And there's like creepy crawlies and he's like that. I was thinking of your man that's like doing.
Don't put that back.
When a blind person is reading, reading a scary story.
Oh my god, that's real funny.
Call a family member and tell them you're locked out of the house and need to come stay with them. Okay.
Ring your man. I'd say Liam was hoping you'd get that one to ring your man.
We're mad. Oh, we're real bald.
What are you gonna say?
Hello?
How are you?
Jesus.
Well, I'm locked out of the house. Can I come and stay with you?
You're locked out of the house?
Yeah, can I come and stay with you for the night?
Why?
I'm locked out. She had to change the locks on the door.
How'd you fuck off?
I did. All my bags are all over the estate.
Ah, yeah, right. Fuck off. Then I don't think so. That was what you
were in. Oh, I swear all the bags are out in the estate. And the PlayStation is on the roof.
You're loud. I can hear in your background
your laugh. The dogs are running around the estate like a mad jokes.
Imagine.
What?
No, you can't. No.
I've nowhere.
Your bed.
I've no home.
Your bed, you can lay in it.
I've no home.
Only
messing, you're on the podcast as part of a dare. I was dared to do it by a piece of paper in a box.
Thanks for having me back, though.
Yeah.
Thanks for
having me back. Oh, gosh. That's very funny.
Are you still coming in here next week to be a guest?
Who?
You.
What?
You told us the other night when we were coming home to the party that you'd come on the podcast next Tuesday. You and Rose.
I tell you something, I wasn't that drunk.
You were. You were talking to the tree outside before you went in.
No, I'd only five bloody drinks.
Five too many.
Five bottles.
I have to go, right, because we have to continue our quiz game bye thing. Bye. Truth or dare. But
truth or dare.
Oh, that's good.
What's something small I do that you like? Oh, yeah, do you know what you're going to say?
I'm not even saying that because it gives away my manlyhood.
Go on, say it.
When you put pyjamas on. Do you know the way I don't wear pyjamas and then like you put them out? And I don't, it's the thought that counts, but I never put them on. It's
yeah, just you do. I lay his pyjama bottoms out, top, fluffy socks, his Crocs and his house go. Then I put
I'm bloody solid. All right, don't be saying that. Don't be letting people know that.
And then when there's no note, he's like, I have to find pyjamas.
Side eye like that.
No. And then he'd go into the kitchen waiting pajamas. On me to take them out for him.
No, fucking, I never put them on because...
Yeah, you do. You love it. No, you had a Marvel ones on your
last thing. I'm off my head. I wouldn't be able to caught wearing them. You're bloody mad.
Will I pick
one out? Oh, so scary. I just don't know what one you're going to get.
Yeah, I guess.
If we had a time machine, where would you go first? Vegas.
Would you?
No, time machine. Go anywhere.
I'd go
in
back.
The past, like.
Yeah, yeah, or the future.
I'd go into the future.
What would you do? We'll see what's going on.
See what the crack is with AI and all.
That's it.
And Maltbook, is it Maltbook or Malt?
Maltbook.
Maltbook, Maltbook. Do you hear that? Like, it's like
AI people are talking
to each other. It's an AI, like Reddit, like the equivalent to Reddit, but it's just AI agents who are talking to each other, saying, my human has asked me to do this and... Blah, blah. I think it was debunked. I think it was a spoof.
Do you really?
I think it was. I think it was just a fucking lie.
So it's scary now.
I'd go back to the future. No, I'm going to say back to the future.
You'd go to the future. What are you on about?
No, the film Back to the Future. Yeah. Why is it called Back to the Future? If he just goes back in time, not to the future. Do you ever think of that one? Think of that.
Yeah.
I think that's going to get a million views as it goes out as a clip.
What are you mad for these clips?
I just want to go viral.
You're looking for clickbait again, are you?
There is people that do podcasts where they're just doing that for the whole time. They're literally just like farming, trying to get like clips.
Really?
Look, did you know that? Blah, blah, blah.
And everybody's like...
And they're like, oh, I never thought of it like that. But it's very simple, basic stuff that you wouldn't think of. That's one of them.
Is it?
Why is it called Back to the Future if he just goes... back into the past and not to the future. He does go into the future in the third one, doesn't he?
I don't know.
I couldn't tell you. I don't really care. Do you want to do one?
You don't care.
Don't care if he went to the future, back in the past or whatever.
Yeah. What kind of parent do you think you'd be?
A pushover.
Yeah, I think you'd be the softy. Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I'd be the strict one, I think.
You
can't
like,
even give out to the dog.
I want ice cream. I'm like, you're not getting it. They're like, I want it. And I go, okay, let's go. We get you one.
Oh, I'd go mad. I wouldn't have that.
Oh, I wouldn't be that bad.
I wouldn't have your kids eat that.
I want a McDonald's. No. I want one now. Right, come on, we go.
You won't be able to cope with a tantrum, would you?
No. Will I pick out another one?
Yeah.
If we got matching tattoos, what would they be?
Remember you wanted to get a smoke tattoo, don't you?
That was years ago.
Yeah. But remember that? Why didn't you follow through with that?
Don't like tattoos. Never want one.
But how come every time you're on a holiday you want one?
Follow.
You're like, I'll get it on the last day.
I feel like...
And then when I go to book it then you're nearly crying saying I can't do it.
I don't like tattoos.
Why?
I just don't. Do you have tattoos, Pamela?
None. I only have one. I got it when I was 15.
How did your man die even let you get that one?
They came with me and got one as well.
That's disgraceful.
It's not. I cried for it.
That is disgraceful that your parents let you do that at 15.
Why?
I tell you, I wouldn't have my child getting a tattoo at 15. I'd tell them where to go.
All my friends were getting them and I was like, I'm either going to get one with you or without you. So they came with me and got one with me as well. Yeah.
Really paints a picture.
You were too sheltered. That's too
funny
problem, lesson.
Do you want to break out another one? What tattoo would we get?
What tattoo would we get?
Half a Man United crest each.
Yeah.
100%.
Weirdo on your shin.
What?
Like there? What's that, your calf?
Did you call me a weirdo?
No, it says weird on your shin.
He goes, weirdo on your shin.
Weirdo.
Oh, weirdo.
Like, where would you put it, like?
Where would you put it, though? Yeah.
Yeah, on the back of your, leg.
I thought you called me a weirdo.
No.
Weirdo. Bah.
No, I promise.
But pick one.
Just stop. What is your partner's biggest pet peeve?
You know what mine is.
What's that?
I hate, like.
We don't know what yours
There's
is.
Two things I hate in the world that people do. Or
needles?
Things do. Yeah, that'd be another one. Something that you... What's your pet hate like? What do I hate the most that people do?
Eating.
Loud.
No, no one it's all like, over their face now.
No, and they're like, that's lovely, isn't it? Yeah. No, they're describing what they're eating.
Yeah, and when it's all
over their face. Oh, glad I got the chicken. Yeah, that's lovely. Yeah.
Or egg on a plate. You hate egg on a plate.
I have an egg ick, yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, you won't scrape it off into the bin or wash the plate if there's egg.
Weird, isn't it?
It's strange, like. That is, I love egg.
I don't love egg.
I love egg.
I put up with egg.
No, you'd eat it.
I put up with egg. That's what happens.
What you mean?
Another thing I hate is when dogs lick their paws. In a quiet room.
Yeah. You'd be dead asleep. Dead. And you'd still hear it. And you're roaring and all.
I hate it. I actually hate that more than the eating thing. Dogs licking their paws in quiet rooms. Fucking get out.
Why does that bite? But yeah, it is annoying actually.
And they know what they're
sick
doing.
As well. Yeah, he does it on purpose, so that's the thing.
I know what your pet hate is.
What?
Laziness.
And what else?
Not being clean.
What else, though? The main one. Do I give out to you for all the time?
Laziness.
No.
Socks or something?
Burn.
I don't do that.
Makes me sick.
Are you ready?
Like, just leave the room.
Have another one. Would you rather give up social media or movies and TV forever?
Movies and TV.
Yeah.
Too
nosy. Made me phone. Just watch them on your phone.
Yeah.
You're mad or what? Kind of a question is that? Take another one now.
What is your partner's perfect day?
The pictures is good.
No. What's my favourite day?
Oh, going for something to eat. With a bottle of wine.
No.
Your favourite day?
Yeah.
I don't fucking know.
New pyjamas, the telly and slice of Naples. I love that.
The pizza.
Yeah.
That is true. That's not really a date though.
Do you it is, of course it's a date. What's your favourite
date? What's one thing you've always wanted to tell me but haven't? Oh, my favourite date? Sam. What's one thing you've always wanted to tell me but haven't?
Something that I wanted to tell you but I never told you. Don't know. I could tell you everything anyway, but...
One of your eyebrows is higher than the other.
Is it?
Yeah.
No
there,
way.
There, I told you.
Just today?
I just didn't want to tell you that, ever. Why? I just told you now because of that poxy box.
Yeah, well, do you know what? Will I tell you what it is then? See that tooth there? And that tooth? There's something green in between it.
Parsley, probably. From 2 days ago.
Either.
Right, I think that's enough, isn't it?
Is it?
There's loads. Unless we find
a really... to listener questions?
Yeah, unless we find a really good one. Oh,
let's
see.
Yeah, let's see.
Let's check in on... It probably didn't even upload. It did, yeah. 46 people said yes and 41 people said no.
No way. You upset?
Adam Fitz, who I went to school with, said, I got you. I said no.
What?
I got you, as in, like, I have your back. I just said yeah to freak you out.
No way. Are you deleting it now?
Right, I'm deleting that story now, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It's up 30 minutes. I've got 3 minutes extra.
I didn't even vote.
Well, everyone, 53% said yes. So, more people said yeah.
You're not going bald. I think you're lovely the way you are.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
I have some listener questions here for episode 100. Very special episode. This one is from Dahi. Is it Dahi, yeah?
Yeah.
The dotty fella. Will you ever do a live show? Probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
Same question. Will you do a live podcast show? A Stala X Conway's combo, maybe?
Well, Stala already has that show.
What do you mean?
He's already have his live show. It's actually next Thursday.
We don't have that many listeners to do a live show.
Yeah, but maybe we could do it in our sitting room with the five listeners.
Just do a live stream. That's actually the next
one. Yeah, a live stream.
From the sitting room.
Oh, imagine. I know, you never know. You never know.
Might be able to do like the Kappa House or something.
Yeah.
Or like
upstairs in the Shamrock. But yeah, maybe it's
or else
too
O'Reardon.
Big.
Too big. Probably do it in the Cremor.
The Cremor.
What's another pub outside of Finglas?
The Bald Eagle.
Could do it in the Bald Eagle.
Yeah.
That'd be good. Get your tickets now. The Conway's at the Bald Eagle. you're slagging me there, are you?
No, what?
Calling me a Bald Eagle.
No, I was talking about the Bald Eagle pub actually today.
You weren't?
Yeah, I was. My friend went for something to eat and I didn't know they even did food.
Oh, so that was two separate ones, Dottie and Mick. So that answers both of their questions. Come on, get more creative, lads. This one is from Paul. When is Darren going to start streaming? And did he ever wash them jeans yet?
No, he has not washed the jeans.
I can't start streaming because I don't have the space.
We're waiting for a house.
We will be getting a house this year, hopefully. I'm manifesting it. So I'm not going to say I'm not getting it, because I am.
We will get the house and you will start streaming, won't you?
Don't know if I'll start streaming. I'll do
something. You'll do something anyway.
Who wants to watch me playing games? You give out.
No, I won't.
You would?
No, I won't. Once you're not in my way, I don't care. What are you doing?
And I don't wash my jeans. You're not supposed to wash your jeans.
You are meant to wash your jeans. You obviously hid them because I haven't found them.
The denim comes off them. Hid them behind the bed.
Why?
Just hide all of them behind the bed so you can't get at them.
you can't wash them.
You just forget about them.
Find the money in your jeans.
Mm. This one is from Dan. Is Darren in the fridge?
What? Yeah. He's such a fridger.
Yeah, I'm a fridger. I'm an awful fridger, I am. Yeah.
Well, how many times are you going to say that?
I'm just trying to think, am I? Can't remember. I was a fridger for a long time.
Were you? What age were you when you weren't a fridger anymore?
34.
Damn, you're like 32 now.
33. No, I was...
like, for God's sake.
I think I was 28.
No, you weren't, Darren. You weren't.
I'd say I was 16.
You couldn't have been.
12. 13, 14, so I don't know.
What age were you when you first kissed a girl?
Like? Can't remember. 14, 13 or something.
Were you real nervous?
It's like that.
Were you crying though?
Yeah, sobbing.
Were you? Why?
Because everyone got the... All my mates got the kiss at the disco and I just walk around drinking a Red Bull.
Do you ever go to the Wefta disco?
No.
In Finglas, you used to pay €2 in?
No.
They had a little shop and all in it. No?
No.
And that was only up the road from you?
I used to go to the Spin Disco.
Where's that?
Blanche.
Who brought you out there?
The 7DNA.
Your man didn't let you get the 7DNA. There's no chance.
7DNA didn't even go to Blanche then.
It did.
220 was it? No, what was
7DNA?
7DNA only started going to Blanche in recent times. No. Not when I was younger.
Well, when I was younger, I was going to Blanche.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, because that's how I used to get to Blanche before I drove.
No.
Yeah.
I'm afraid we're finished there. That's all we have for episode 100.
Yeah.
But stick around for episode 101.
Yeah, because we're going to try to get Robert Sheehan. If he's not picking up litter.
He's not picking up litter.
He is. You told me he's picking up litter in Cork. You did with an architect.
He's going around Cork picking up litter with an architect.
Yeah.
So say that back to yourself.
That's what you told me.
Does not make sense at all. That does not make sense at all.
I know, that's what I was wondering when you said it. I was like, what's he talking about? And then I forgot about it until now. So that's it. That's all I have to say.
Right.
Okay.
If you have any questions around, send them into the Conway's at goloudnow.com. And if you have questions and you're afraid to say them, keep them to yourself.
Yeah, if you haven't got anything nice to say, don't say it at all.
What's going on? Treat others how you want to be treated.
Live, laugh, love.
Yeah. There you go.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.